and the new film. In the film, Ham, follows him in the 30s during the Depression era as a character called Jacob.
Runs into the circus.
Yes, circuses during that time.
Big circuses seem to have been. I mean, you and I learned a lot about circuses watching this film.
Yes.
Seems to be a bloody circus every 10 metres. I guess. No Foxtel.
We
didn't
went
see the circus.
We caught up with him in his hotel room, Ham.
Yep.
And we pick up our chat with Robert Pattinson.
Rob Pattinson, welcome to the Hamish and Andy Show.
Thanks a lot.
Great film. I'm going to say up front.
It's lucky.
Yeah, Rob, I didn't like it, so I'm going to leave. No, it was awesome. It's quite a magical story.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope I'm not giving anything away too much here when it's, you know, it's sort of set in, what I'd be right in saying, sort of like the 30s, at the start of the 30s, end of the 20s?
Yeah.
I'm not giving
I don't know.
Like,
roundabout.
See the progress. Oh, and that's the twist. At the end, they go, and we didn't have cars because it's the 20s. No, but it's an old man sort of reminiscing. It's your character looking back at this sort of like circus career that he had. Now, he was a vet in the circus. Do you reckon you could go all right in a present day circus if you had to perform as Robert Pattinson?
I don't really know what I'd do. I mean, I've got asked
quite a lot. Bearded man?
I could be a bearded lady, that'd be about it. Yeah. I have such a pathetic looking beard, it'd be quite kind of believable. If I could, just wear a skirt and it's like, where's that guy?
All my elderly female relatives have got you.
You were so comfortable with the animals, it seemed, in this film, particularly the elephant.
Hmm.
How long does it require to get comfortable with an animal that is five times your size?
With Ty, who's the elephant, it was totally fine. I just did a photo shoot with another one a few minutes ago, and that was absolutely terrifying. I thought I was going to, I was thinking it was going to be the same as working with the other one, but I think she was a really specific elephant. She just had a good character. She was very spatially aware and stuff.
Because I guess they cast the elephant. Like, there would have been someone in the film that went around, like, testing how, like, relaxed these elephants were.
Yeah. Obviously, I don't know if there's that many elephant actresses around, but, like, she's like a good-looking elephant. As well, it's weird.
Has she done a lot of work?
Like, she's done Dumbo Drop.
And you'd have the one from Operation Dumbo Drop going, oh my God.
That was the same elephant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm almost certain. No, I remember her trainer saying something about it. I'm almost certain that she did Operation Dumbo Drop. Well, she's done a million. She's worked with Britney Spears and like Banksy, the artist, and stuff.
Like, that elephant.
Yeah, the one who was in who was painted pink.
For his launch. It's like there's only two elephants in the world.
I know. We
think there's hundreds, but it's just this one elephant.
I think we should bring the interview back to Robert because we're spending a lot of time.
Could you get the elephant on the phone? Do you have its number?
Well, I've got a couple of confessions to make. First one is last night we were staying at the same hotel and you walked past and you saw me with a guitar, quite an attractive Gibson guitar.
Andy does this.
And you gave me like a knowing nod because you're a muso, I understand. Yeah.
I thought it was my guitar, actually.
Really? Well, so what you're saying in a roundabout way is Andy looks a little bit thiefish.
Well, the thing was, it's my brother's guitar and I felt like we've connected on something that it was a bit of a lie. And I wanted to say, I'm sorry about that, and do you feel betrayed?
No, it's fine. I never connect with other people, ever.
Well, that is our promo brand. speaks out about his latest life.
I hate people.
I'm not really into people.
My second confession is, then Reese Witherspoon came down, and she'd lost her BlackBerry.
Oh, yeah.
Last night.
And you had stolen a BlackBerry.
He'd already stolen the guitars. He was on a roll.
And I said, yes, I found a BlackBerry and sold it out the front for $500. It didn't get any laughs whatsoever.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, I can imagine that reaction.
Yeah. should I apologise to Reese now, or is she over it now? Apparently, she had it the whole time in her pocket.
Yeah, no, I think it was in her pocket the whole time.
Yeah.
She sent every single person who was staying in the hotel a text saying like she was freaking out about it. It's very funny. I just realised what I just said. She was literally texting people saying, "Where's my BlackBerry?
Yeah. Seriously, where's my glasses? I'd love to find them."
And I laughed at you when you said, "I'm going to take a guitar as a prop to impress Robert Pattinson."
And I got it.
And it bloody worked.
Yes, Robert Pattinson.
And there I was, sitting at a different hotel bar with my harp, couldn't find anyone. Yet I got to do the fading in and out bits for looking back at the interview.
Hey, we've got more with our Pats. In particular, you and I have developed a film script.
Yep. Because I can hear a lot of people going, "Oh, what about, talk to me about Twilight stuff." Mm. Oh, don't worry. Mm. Plenty of vampire gear after the song.
Absolutely. Combining